Good morning. I'm Sergeant Dave. Special Agent Doreen.
What's my specialty?
I'd like to say it out loud, but it would could blow your cover.
Okay, thank you.
And then, of course, there's KB, who is he's got a department all his own.
Internal affairs.
Mm-hmm. Everybody hates the internal affair guy.
Really?
Only if you're being investigated, I guess.
From the South Now publication. The police were called because someone shoplifted something at Bed Bath & Beyond on South 76th Street, 1:30 in the afternoon, April 8th. What did he steal?
I don't know. That's my hood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that your Bed Bath & Beyond? Do you use your 20% off coupon there?
Always.
All right.
And they let you use more than one.
I know, right?
Wow. Just for a spatula.
Yes.
Nope.
What did he steal? I'm going to say a frying pan.
A Roomba.
Oh, those are expensive.
Are they? Do they work?
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews on those. I think some people say they love them, but other people say it may as well just be a robot, not really cleaning anything. So depends on how lazy you are, I guess.
Also from the South Now, officers were called to an apartment April 4th and then again April 5th in the morning. A 35-year-old woman told police both times that she had received phone calls that she believed were from actor Kiefer Sutherland. She was advised it was a scam and to ignore those phone calls. Just ignore them.
Right?
What if they were?
And he's on the run?
What if it was Kiefer Sutherland?
He's the lone survivor.
What is he doing now? Yeah, is he president? What is he?
I think he's the president.
He's president.
He called us last year, remember? We had
No, I do, but I couldn't remember if he was. I haven't seen the show, and so I thought.
He's a lone survivor.
Okay.
From Brookfield, a resident contacted police about a week ago, 3 in the afternoon. She was upset. She said, a neighbor is trapping and killing rodents, including chipmunks and squirrels. Police advised that they would not respond to rescue a currently entrapped squirrel, but told her to call the DNR, because that is illegal, but that's not their department.
Are they eating them?
Or are they just letting them go in the woods somewhere?
What would you serve?
With squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a cab.
Think
really?
So?
Think it's red meat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Germantown. Emergency personnel responded to a 911 call at a residence. When police arrived, they found the 29-year-old man, who was the caller, having an argument with another man over the singer Kendrick Lamar. And he had dialed 911 out of frustration. The caller was warned about misusing 911. Apparently, your argument about Kendrick Lamar is not worthy of a 911 call, which I did not know. I
wonder what the argument was. How great he is how not great he is?
On one side.
Anna Kendrick, maybe.
Yeah, right. It could have been which of his songs is the best.
From
so frustrated over Kendrick Lamar. Just so beside himself.
I am calling 911.
I can't take this anymore.
Greenfield, police received a report of a female driving an older gray Honda Civic, beeping her horn and swearing at participants in a funeral procession at Good Hope Cemetery. And at one point, the driver of the hearse had to stop because of her behavior. Police mailed the woman a citation for failure to yield to a funeral procession.
Has that ever happened to you, where you've gotten caught up in the profession, where you've actually turned, and the next thing you know, you're in the middle of the funeral procession?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I wouldn't start honking my horn.
No, you can't. My God, have some respect.
Yeah, that's not that type of parade.
No.
I've gotten caught in a high school homecoming parade, too.
And?
Where I turned and it was just one of those things where there was a space and I didn't really know. And all of a sudden there's a band behind me.
But you could beep your horn and swear in that.
Well, you just waved out. All I did was I just rolled down the window and waved. you know, who's that? Must be a teacher. Yeah, exactly. Wrist, wrist, elbow, elbow.
From Racine. A Racine man is facing charges. He allegedly stole a DVD copy of The Bodyguard from the library. Caused a disturbance. He's 49 years old. He's charged with misdemeanor theft, disorderly conduct, bail jumping, Last Tuesday, he went to the Racine Public Library and asked to rent The Bodyguard. He was told he could rent it with a library card or an ID, and he was given permission to watch the film on his laptop at the library, but after a library employee spotted an open beer can in his backpack, told him he couldn't drink in the library.
Wow.
He became upset, and he walked toward the library's exit, setting off an alarm. When he was asked to return because he was in possession of library property, he refused, yelled obscenities. About 4:30, officers dispatched to the library, and they found him, located him on a bicycle. As he got off his bike, the library's DVD copy of The Bodyguard fell to the ground. So they took him to jail.
Where he just repeatedly sang, "I will always love you.
And I." Waukesha police called to a scene near the intersection of Prairie and Sunset after a disagreement between two men, instigated over a can of pink spray paint. According to reports, a can of pink spray paint fell off a work truck and exploded, sending pink paint everywhere, including the caller's vehicle. By the time police arrived, the upset man with the pink paint in his car had already left, stating that he would call his insurance company. Police kindly advised him of his options.
I'd be mad too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Also in Waukesha, police were called. There was a man lying on the ground near the intersection of Kensington and St. Paul. This just happened Monday in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. According to reports, a passerby noticed a male wearing a brown sweatshirt, a baseball hat, lying on the ground and sleeping. When police investigated, they reported that the man was, quote, simply taking a nap on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
probably,
you know.
Probably a nice, warm, sunny day.
I understand the concern, though.
You've done it here at work?
Yeah.
We've seen those videos of...
No, you're right. Yeah. Don't want to run them over. And finally, a person called Waukesha Police just after noon Monday and said, quote, two people are engaging in sexual intercourse on the west side of the building near the Kohl's department store in Waukesha. According to reports,
Waukesha's hopping.
Yeah.
There was a blanket over the ute, and the person who called police did not get close enough to see the subjects in great detail.
Oh, so we don't know how old they were
when police when they investigated, they found three utes sitting in the grass, fully clothed, and not conducting any indecent activity. They were told, though, to move along. That is your crime update. So what do we learn? Don't sleep on the sidewalk. Don't trap squirrels. And if you do, have them with a nice Cabernet.
We haven't resolved the Kendrick Lamar issue yet.
No.
Mm-mm. But don't call 911 over it.
No.
And if you're going to go to the library and watch The Bodyguard, don't drink.
Or tell anyone.
No.